from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's time for Sam and Greg on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
One, two, three, four. Get on up, get up, get on up, stay on the scene, get on up, like a sex machine, get on up, get up, get on up, get up, get on up, stay on the scene, get on up, like a sex machine, get on up.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It is Sam and Greg on a Saturday morning, 17th day of August, as we celebrate Lil Pump's birthday. Good morning, Georgia!
Morning.
And good morning to everybody in the Stone Mountain area.
All right.
In the Stone Mountain area there. And we, like I said, we start off with Lil Pump's birthday today. Happy 24th birthday.
Happy 24th.
Now, I do need Mr. Crenshaw brought up just a, you know, some so I could hear him, because I
just, you got me?
I can hear you, but you're coming in kind of low. We're both on the road this morning. So give me another check one, two.
How are you? You good?
That's a little bit better. There's that voice. I am I'm better. I'm back, and we're not going to get into it today, but I'm going to thank you right off the top. You, Noel, Garrett, who helped out while I was gone.
Yeah.
And so we're going to mention that. We're actually going to save our story of the week, too, till tomorrow, because we're only here for a couple hours today.
That's all. We got Falcons football, man.
Yeah, we didn't pull a car in the garage. We double parked, like just somebody running in and getting your plate and leaving. So we're going to cut through a number of things, some of the stuff that happened this past week, but get you set for the Wade Ford Tailgate Show and, of course, Falcons this afternoon. So how are you, man? How was your week?
Doing great. Doing it and trying to dry out from last night.
Yeah. Well, I'll leave that up to you when you want to dive down that rabbit hole. But I thought of you for a minute yesterday or last night, because obviously the show going on and Corky Kell's in full effect. I got all the scores. I was so waiting to talk to you about Corky Kell today. You know, I was coming back. I was like, I'm going to surprise Sam. I'm going to be ready for some Corky Kell conversation. And as I was looking over things last night, Jesse would not crawl out of my back pocket. Because the thunder and the lightning that was going on out here in West Cobb apparently affected you too.
Yeah, I mean, before it affected you, we were up in Rome at Barron Stadium, and Chris Parkins and I, Day-Day, were there for the game that was supposed to start at 7:30. We came on the air with what was to be a soft lunch of the scoreboard show.
Okay.
Just talking about what had happened to that point during the week, the other games during the Corky Kell Dave Hunter Kickoff Classic. And said, okay, 7 o'clock and 7:30, we're going to get the rain. And we got word right as they were having the national anthem, said it's about 20 minutes away. It's what it
so is. they did one of my moves.
It's about 20 minutes away.
Okay.
So the teams go get ready for it, and they never get a chance to come out and take the field and start the game because the storm comes and the wind picked up. I mean, rain, lightning. And the thing of it is the rain would be heavy at times and it would back off, but the lightning never stopped.
Yeah, it's out here too. And the wind too. Obviously not affecting you with the wind, but yeah, it was blowing trees all over the place out here.
So that's what we end up having to deal with. And, you know, they waited and waited and waited. And right around 10 o'clock, they said, you know what? That's okay. We'll do it. So those two teams will play today down at Callaway High School, which is down in Hoganville. So, you know, a lot of people saying, you know, you're going to come back to Rome because, you know, Cass is actually Bartow County, which is near Cartersville. Mm-hmm. Callaway is Hoganville, which is down near LaGrange. So they had driven a long way for this game.
Right.
So now Cass will go and they will play down there. I've tried to get the start time to you today. I got a number of games, but at 7 o'clock, top of the hour, some of the games have been rescheduled, and the mm-hmm. ones that we can find out about, we'll let people know at 7 o'clock.
And here's the thing. I was looking on the page for, you know, they broke down all the games. In fact, if you want to talk about Wednesday and Thursday, that's okay with me. Those games that happened, but the ones that happened last night, or at least the ones that happened yesterday, I'm looking at a number of them in the first quarter and third quarter and ending, and so I'm not sure how much these were connected with Corky Kell, but I'm just saying all around the state, we got partial scores here.
Yep.
We got things that just got shut down there. Anyway, Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. So, no, I asked you, do you want to get into Wednesday night or Wednesday, you know, the first couple games of Corky Kell?
Well, we'll just get into the first games and some surprises. The first game was Douglas High School from Atlanta Public Schools.
Yeah.
And first time, and they got a win over LaGrange. These two teams in the same classification this year. But Douglas got the win. We talked with Coach Stanley Pritchett last night, former Falcon fullback and a Douglas graduate who mm-hmm. is very proud of what he's been able to do in rebuilding that program and get it going. You know, back in the day, Douglas was really strong. You had people like Jamal Lewis playing over there. So he's Rihanna restored to the pride of the school, and they got a big win over LaGrange to get things started. So that was one of the big stories this week. And also on day two, Dunwoody getting a win that was big for them to open the season over South Paulding. Kale was a winner over North Atlanta, and this was a really good ball game.
That's what I wanted to ask you about. But so how did this happen? Because I thought Kale played the first game every year when it comes to the Corky Kell.
Well, they hosted the first games because the games were played at Kale High School.
Oh, okay. So they don't necessarily have to. So that's why I was wondering. Douglas played LaGrange, and I'm like, hang on a second. That's Kale's spot.
Yep, but they had the Kale to play, 4:30 on Wednesday this week? You know, that was
okay.
And the first thing you talk with Coach Pritchard about is, yeah, guys were cramping up a little bit out there by the third, fourth quarter, you know, play at the 4:30. And you know what? These players are more acclimated to the heat. And you still do hear about, unfortunately, some players who are, you know, have distress in practicing when they get started in August. But because of the 7-on-7s and alignment camps and things that go on throughout the summer months, they're much more acclimated than high school players were 10, 15 years ago when guys mm-hmm. were, like, hanging out in AC for most of the summer, then coming out in August and kind of a shock to the system if they hadn't been active and out in the heat. So you have a lot less of that now. But, you know, some of that cramping, man, you still got to hydrate.
Yeah.
You go out there, including the officials. Including the referees, man, it was tough on them as well. They got to work in their shorts.
Yikes!
No.
Listen, I understand. I just keep thinking of Bill Veeck when I see that, and him putting them White Sox in those short passes.
Yeah.
Ron LaFleur out there playing center field at Comiskey. I got to ask you though, what do I need to know about this Best Academy? 49-0.
Mm-hmm. Best Academy is a City of Atlanta school that's up in the area, in the Bankhead area. It's an all boys school in that area. They put Best was an all boys school. Coretta Scott King is an all girls school. They're public schools, but they're academy style.
Right.
You know, certain days guys come dressed in a jacket, dressed in a jacket and tie. And they worked to get the program going up that way. So congrats to them to getting off to a good start this season.
Like I said, I just looking at some of these scores. You're gonna do a deep dive into this at local top of the hour.
Yeah, we do some of that at 7 o'clock, and then we got a guest coming on. They're gonna tell us what's happening out in Cobb County too. If all those games got in last night too.
He not just some guest. That's like a friend of the show, John Bednarowski. The only thing he's missing is some walk on music. But we need to get to John quick because he's going to fill us in on biscuits and gravy game and everything that's coming up today.
Absolutely.
He's going to be joining us at 7:40. Hey, did you get a chance? You stay up late last night and see a little West Coast baseball with the Braves?
I listened to it as I was driving back, you know, from up the road, man. There's a hike coming back from up there. 3-2, the Angels. I know the Braves, a lot of the players were happy to see Ron Washington.
Man, that was beautiful. They did all kinds of little pieces with Ron Washington I'm drawing a blank all of a sudden. His coach, the other coach, left the Braves.
Young.
Yeah. Both of them out there and how they worked with them. And I'm telling you, Sam, y'all can just, you know, flip me off or feel a certain way about me or give me a pfft. But the fielding woes of this Braves team, at least the infield woes, can be attributed, in my mind, in some part to the missing of Ron Washington this year and how he worked with those infielders. Yeah, regularly, talked about it in these pieces.
And that's just it, though. You've had some of those guys miss some time for injury to different infielders. Ozzy's out now. But, you know, he would be around to work with the guys who've had to step in and fill
exactly.
in that void. And so, yeah, he was very, very big part of that last night. But the fortunate thing last night was the Braves left 11 guys on base and lost by one.
Yeah.
That was, to me, the story of the game last night. So they were happy to see him. I don't know how happy they were to lose to his team, a team that obviously has had its woes all season long. But 3-2, the final, Braves fall to the Angels.
Now, at some point, you and I are going to have to back off the microphone a little bit and give some room to Noel because WNBA is back.
And big time for our home team.
Yes, indeed. So when she's ready, at some point, we're not saying now because I know she's getting things set. But at some point during these short 2 hours, we have to just kind of give the floor to Noel, and she will tell us what we need to be looking out for the second half of the season, all the stuff that's happened so far.
Well, Atlanta United gets the win 83-81 last night over Seattle, and that was a big coming back.
The dream.
Yeah, the United, them guys don't play for this one. Dream gets the win.
Now, that would have been something.
Tina Charles coming through with a basket there late, and they get the win over Seattle, which is big for this team. You're hoping I was able to go by practice one day this week, and everybody's back. Everybody's healthier than they were before the Olympic break. Ryan Howard, of course, got her bronze medal. Mm-hmm. We asked her, where was it? She's still in my backpack. It's still in my backpack. I haven't taken it out yet.
Yeah. We're going to get into that, too. 30 points last night, though.
Yep, so that was big. So for them to get that win, they're back at home tomorrow, and we'll talk about that. Of course, that game can be heard here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It's coming tomorrow. Speaking of the Olympics, we're going to give our, you know, kind of put a bow on the Olympics coming up in the next segment and the things that, you know, we just haven't done one. I haven't done one with you. If you did a deep dive last week, I apologize I wasn't here. But now that it's all said and done, I mean from soup to nuts. And there was some stuff that happened this past week that just made you, all right, listen.
And I found out about an event that is taking place. And we often talk about track and how do you capitalize? How do you make people in this country pay attention? And you know how difficult it would be that in an ideal world, you have a track meet coming up next month, you know, but it's football season. So everybody's attention is going to be with that. All the television networks are going to be committed to that. But there is an event coming up and there's money to be made for the female track athletes. It's coming up, and some big sponsors and a big name is attached to this event. We'll talk about that coming up next.
Wow, that was a massive tease. I might tune in myself. It's Sam and Greg getting started on a Saturday morning. Good to be back. Thank you guys again for holding things down for us. Getting started on a shorter version of Sam and Greg on this Saturday morning. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com, and take us with you on the Odyssey app.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Said you give me life, but you never told me about the fire.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It's Sam McGreg on this Saturday morning. It is the 17th day of August. You believe we were this far into this year so far, Mr. Crenshaw?
Yep. It's that time.
All right. Oh, and by the way, as you sit here and listen to Miss Nix, think about this for a second. Would you pay money to go see Kate Hudson play her in a biopic?
Ooh.
That has been the discussion. And, okay, you know, the other couple weeks ago, I think I played a cut from when she was on Howard Stern. See, people forget, you know, they think of her as an actress, and she talked about that, that has been her journey, but she's always loved singing. See, we think of the acting part of her lineage, and it's Goldie Hawn. But her daddy is, I think, Mark Hudson? One of the Hudson brothers. I think it's okay. Mark. And they used to be a thing, kind of like the Jonas Brothers back in the day. And so Goldie married her. Next thing you know, there's Kate. And so she's got that singing gene in her body. So she goes on Howard Stern, and she does a cover of Till Tuesday by, it was an Amy Mann, whatever her band was, the song was, Noel knows what I'm talking about. It's on the tip of my tongue. But anyway, she does the Till Tuesday song and nails it. And then you find out, wow, she can sing. And so if there's obviously a biopic, you know she's got the acting chops.
Right.
But it's no always doubt. It's always that actor who, you know, you kind of see, well, they're dubbing in that voice. Or they can't really sing. But Kate Hudson can sing. So, Voices Carry, that was the song.
Okay.
So she's a version of that. Anyway, Sam, before we get into the Olympic stuff, I was told that Noelle has a moment to give us her thoughts on the Land of Dreams game and what to look forward to in the second half of the WNBA season.
Yeah. Noelle, good morning.
Morning.
Good morning. How we doing, guys?
All right now.
Thank you for helping out last week.
Very welcome.
You know, that's a team. That's the teamwork we got right there.
Yeah, we had a blast, man. We had a blast. But speaking of the dream work, talk about the dream work, and there's another game in the WNBA that everybody is like gushing about last night. Come on with some of that.
Ooh, I saw a little bit of that other game. And you know, there was some spice heading into that game between
BG
and Camila Kendoz. It was for what you want to see in the league and the storylines and all of that, like that, you kind of want a little bit of that, right? Like,
yeah,
kinda,
we can't tap dance around it. So were some hands put on somebody?
I have to go back and see it.
I heard there was some pushing and shoving.
I don't see exactly how that went down. There was some pushing and shoving, I know, on BG's part. I even saw Angel Reese get in there and get a block on BG. That was crazy.
That's what you want.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what you want.
BG was shocked. She was looking like, wait, what?
That's what's going to bring people to the TV.
Man,
I mean,
so.
We're not asking for Kermit Washington and Rudy Tomjanovich. We just want to see some low post bumping and, you know, elbowing
man.
And all that stuff.
And you are, I mean, the NBA, the WNBA, if you watch them, has been known for that. But it seems like it's been ratcheting up this year. As far as the Atlanta Dream last night, look, I saw ESPN's list of top 25 best WNBA players, and they had Ryan Howard listed as 22. And I tweeted, oh, I see Ryan's about to go on a reintroduction world tour in the second half, huh? Because y'all don't forgot who this is. Mm. And Ryan Howard made me look real smart last night. I mean, just getting it however she wants, shaking bake to the basket. If it was the NBA, she'd probably have more points at the line. It probably would have been more fouls called. Shaking bake to the basket, taking all the bumps, weaving in between traffic, taking the double teams, taking the step back threes, sending people all over the court on skates. Ryan Howard is back, ladies and gentlemen. Ryan Howard is back, WNBA. Be prepared. Because one thing that also does is improve Alicia Gray's game, because all the focus won't be on her shooting offensively. So that should open up some things for Alicia once Ryan starts seeing more double teams, which don't matter because she does whatever she wants in the double team. It is insane to watch Ryan Howard play basketball. Ryan Howard is the next up in the WNBA. She might be the right now in the WNBA, but we got to see what the Dream does in the second half. But Ryan Howard is at the beginning of her reintroduction tour. Allow me to reintroduce myself.
You know, Sam, you said that. We got to say this, and Noelle just went up. When you sent her the picture from camp, you were at a training camp the other day or practice.
Yeah.
And then Noelle, what was your response?
She picked up on the shoes.
Yes, that was what she saw. She saw the shoes.
Gave me a scoop. Tina Charles out here in the Anthony Edwards Originals. Unreleased. That's the second time she's had an unreleased shoe this season. And created some history in it last night. She wore it again last night and last night. Actually, that's the first time she wore it in game last night. And last night, Tina passed Tina. Yes. Tina Charles passed Tina Thompson on the list of scoring. What's she, number two right now? That is insanity.
Yep.
Hall of Famer playing in Atlanta right
Hall
now.
Of
Go
Famer
get tickets while
Atlanta.
You can.
Absolutely,
Because the Dream also had another sellout. And if you didn't know, meet me at Gateway on Sunday, because Sunday is sneakerhead night. Bring your best gear, bring your best kick. Show me what you got.
That's coming up. And, you know, and the thing of it is, we're talking about this back half of the schedule. It's big because we're trying to get into that eight spot. And right now the competition in front of us is Indiana and Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
You know, those are the teams that are in front of Atlanta. We have games with them coming up here in town, which is going to be big. But just think about, you know, we talked about who wasn't on the Olympic team and how they played in the All-Star game. We're going to get to see those players very soon. And the games are going to be crucial to the Dream making it into the playoffs.
Yeah, and in my opinion, like the two teams in front of us is kind of – is the exact example of where the Dream are right now. It's a team that we thought were going to be closer to the upper echelon of the East, and they're kind of middle of the pack and slipping heading towards the Olympics. And that was due to some injuries and some other things. It was great to see Jordan Canada out there making her mark. But they're going to have to get healthier. They're going to have to stay healthier. They're going to have to find some chemistry, and they are going to have to win some games to separate themselves from these baby teams like Indiana and Chicago who are younger. I mean, Chicago even traded a veteran this year. They're with the Connecticut Sun now, who we'll see on Sunday. So these are two young teams. This is an older, more established team in the Dream, and you kind of want to you want to be able to show your mark in the East. So you got to get into that AC, in my opinion, if you're going to salvage this season.
Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Our producer Noelle is joining us, giving her thoughts on second half of this WNBA season. We alluded to that other game. Actually, there was a couple other games, but the one you're talking about, Mercury took on the Fever, and Caitlin Clark going up against a couple Olympians, and yet I think
three.
That this
three
Olympians,
three, yeah.
Yes, right, three Olympians. But what I think is, this is one of those games where it's like you talk about catching a team at the back half or the back end of a long road trip. You got to wonder how much Olympic travel had to do with this Phoenix performance. Do you attribute any of that to that or no?
I think we saw a lot of that last night. I think we saw that out of Jewel Loy last night.
Okay,
with
Seattle?
Yeah, with Seattle. I think we saw that out of Jewel last night, and I think we'll see that with the – because that was the one thing I was wondering about with the Aces this entire season. I'm like, with four of them going to London, how is that going to Paris, how is that going to affect their season going forward? And we're about to see if they can handle that wear and tear, that attrition, because their goal is to get all the way to the playoffs, right? To win the whole thing. And so that's a lot of basketball between then and now.
Not only that, you have a new component going in, coming out of this Olympics as opposed to any others in the past. The spotlight on this league,
yeah,
and these players is infinitely brighter than it was 4 years ago. So you throw all that in there, you talk about the money these ladies are making on the side, all of that makes a little bit more pressure, whether you sat during the Olympics or you're coming back from the Olympics. It's, you know, it's like, all right, let's continue this train going down the track, and the popularity of it and all of that thrown into the mix. So yeah, it might be interesting watching these first few games as they come back.
Yeah, but you know what, Greg? It feeds into what we're talking about as far as the Olympics go and what next for a lot of athletes. We know what's going to happen with basketball, and they're going to come back and they're going to go and play. But what about some other sports? And that's what I basically want to talk a little bit about, because there is an event coming up we want to watch for. A very telling thing, Alexis Holmes was on one of the relay teams that got a gold medal. And and her story is one that's was documented quite a bit during the Olympics. And she posted something, said, I just want to take a second to give myself some flowers. And someone who has had bad social anxiety, being around so many new people at the Village, being posted all over social media, competing on one of the world's largest stages, felt daunting at times. It takes a lot of strength to be subjected to criticism, comparison, and judgment about your appearance, personality, and performance, and still stand firm in who you are. I'm proud of me. And think about it. She's speaking for a lot of the athletes.
Yeah.
That we saw. We sit back and, like you said, we don't notice these folks until something like the Olympics come along, and we all of a sudden we become experts on their existence.
Exactly.
You know,
yeah.
Is that fair?
Nope.
Is that fair?
No.
You know?
But that's sports,
but that's
what
celebrity.
And moreover, we are guilty of it. We need to say it out loud, because what is fan short for? You know what I mean? And there's no reality when you're a fanatic.
And if you're a fanatic, Greg, you follow it all the time. You eat, sleep, and drink it. We don't eat, sleep, and drink track and field. We don't eat, sleep, and drink some of these sports. But yet, because it was presented to us and we became fans of it, we want to be expert and be judgmental about it. And that's the thing I think that she's relating to. You know, we watch certain athletes at the Olympics, but as always, the people that come out that we don't really expect to be the stories about. And that's, to me, the thing that I enjoyed about these Olympic Games and the way the stories were presented. We saw family members. We saw their kids, some
right.
of them. And it was just tremendously, tremendously great to see.
I don't know that we're ready to do a takeaway just yet from this, but there's a number of stories. When you talked about that letter that she wrote to herself, and if we're going to continue this talk here, the thing that stuck out to me that I wanted to get your thoughts on, well, you know, obviously, Noah Lyles can't write that letter.
True.
You know what I mean? And I know that some of this stuff has been chewed up already, but Sam and I, this is our first shot at it, coming here on a Saturday morning. And that was one of the stories that I took away from this. When you were reading that letter, you know the other person I thought of? Naomi Osaka.
True. 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 I mean, and that's just it. But tennis is something we have a chance to see a lot more. You know, tennis is out there. They're playing a different tournament every week. Naomi Osaka may not play every week.
That's what I'm getting at.
But yeah. I'm just saying, we see this. We get a chance to sample her and see her a lot more than these track athletes who do so much of what they do in Europe and other parts of the world. But here's the reason why I brought that up. Mark your calendars down for September 26th. That is a Thursday night. And, you know, we're going to get him on the show and talk about this. I spoke briefly with Dr. Edwin Moses this week.
Oh!
who's just back from Paris. And I said, you know, how do we capitalize on this enthusiasm for track? And he says it's hard to do because the season basically shuts down. They don't really start back until after first of the year for indoor events. Well, I said that we can't go that many months without seeing these folks. You know, we're going to be inundated by football, World Series, start of NBA season. So here's what's happening on that date, September 26th. Athlos. Athlos is a women's track and field event. It's going to take place in New York. Alexis Ohanian, who is the husband of Serena Williams, is behind this event. They're going to get paid. The winner of the races gets $60,000. They will get crowns designed by Tiffany Company.
Okay.
So I mean, and Gabby Thomas, is signed up to be one of the athletes who will take part in this. So, I mean, it's a Thursday night. They are going to be going head-to-head with the NBA because NBA does play one Thursday night game. But they got to put it on at some point. So that is coming up. It's going to be an all-women's track event. Some of these Olympians that we've just seen, they're going to get paid. You know, people are behind it. There's going to be money, and it's going to be in the United States. That's coming up.
Well, that's all.
Too bad we don't get one of them. Have one of them around here, huh?
Well, not. Yeah, it is a shame for that. But I'm going to tell you what. There's only one race people want to see, and he's already got Tariq Hill popping off because Tariq Hill has been watching the Olympics too, and he's already said he can beat Noah Lyles.
Yep.
He already said it. So here's what I want to see. I want somebody, whoever they organize, you dig up Don King if you have to, but get somebody to promote this. I want to see Noah Lyles, I want to see Tariq Hill, and I want to see Xavier Watson, the rookie coming into Kansas City, that kid who set the record at the combine.
In that case, what I'm saying, you want to have a relay meet and have one lane, say, for an NFL players relay team. To
okay.
Me, that's
okay.
What you want, right? You're going to put the U.S. team, which hope they can hold on to the stick. But a 4x100, but a 4x100 with four NFL guys in their relay, I think people would tune in. I think it would be fantastic. But you can't do it during season.
Nah, right, we got to do it next week because otherwise, you know, Tariq Hill won't.
Well, I mean, they're in season. They're in camp. That can't happen now. That's the thing. You got to be picky when we do it. no team is going to sign on a guy. Sign up.
Oh, we know it ain't going to happen either way because, you know, for bragging rights, them guys ain't going to put themselves out there for that.
Why not?
Because they won't. Because if they lose, you got to hear. Tariq Hill was racing somebody not too long ago last year. It was kind of a joke thing, but he pulled up. You know, and maybe been because he didn't want to tweak his hamstring or whatever, or want to lose the race. But
he's getting ready to go into camp. To me, that's something after the season, before they go to Europe in the spring, in February or March, line it up then, have the track guys going against, you know, four NFL guys. Don't know which four you're going to get, but you want Tariq Hill to be one of them.
Hey, how about this? How about add this to the Pro Bowl competitions?
The season's over.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Make that one of the events.
But then it becomes an NFL event.
Oh, well, we'll figure it out. We'll continue to talk about this. Oh, we got a guest coming up next, a friend of the show. He is out there getting ready for the Biscuits and Gravy game, Corky Kell. It is all about John Bednarowski next, Marietta Daily Journal. He'll be joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com.
Whatever you want to do is all right.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It is Sam and Greg on this Saturday morning, 17th day of August. No, folks, not Obama. That is Al Green, believe it or not. I get to see Mrs. Crenshaw, which I'm having some fun with that. On this morning, Sam, you know what today also is? Now, stay with me here as we get ready to bring our guest on here. A guy named Joseph Pulitzer. Joseph Pulitzer, on this day, reached in his pocket and pulled out $1 million and gave it to Columbia University, which began the Pulitzer Prize.
My.
And it was handed out every year, and I knew at some point it would be inscribed with the name John Bednarowski on there.
Absolutely.
Don't you think so?
No doubt.
All right. Well, we got to figure out why he ain't got his name on it yet, because we welcome John Bednarowski, Marietta Daily Journal. How you doing, buddy? How's your summer been?
Morning.
Good morning. You know, Robin Williams was right in Good Morning Vietnam. The O in 0600 stands for, oh, my God, it's early.
Well, it ain't like this is your first rodeo. You've done this show. Not only just been a guest on it, you have literally parked that car on 15th Street and come up and done the show.
No. The only reason I'm saying that is because Mother Nature decided to have some fun with us last night.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, we had a little rain that came through that screwed up some games for a couple of hours, canceled some other ones, postponed some other ones. And, you know, when you're running on about 3.5 hours sleep, 6 o'clock rolls around pretty quick.
Yep, I can identify. I was up at Rome watching it rain and lightning all night. Which games? You got some reschedules that you can mention to us today that you know about that are coming up today in Cobb?
Well, I know South Cobb is going to go back and finish its game with south for Scythe. Wheeler's game, Wheeler's game initially was postponed, and then the ADs and everybody, I guess, couldn't agree on a day to finish it. So despite being up 7-0 at the half, from what I understand, Wheeler forfeited.
Whoa.
You know, everything else pretty much got in. It just didn't get in until about 2 o'clock in the morning.
So Wheeler and North Forsyth, Wheeler forfeited the game to North Forsyth last night.
That is my understanding. I have not talked to anybody from Wheeler, but that's what my friends up at the Forsyth County News are telling me. So we're going to have to do a little digging this morning.
All right, spending time on the waitfor.com hotline with John Bednarowski, Marietta Daily Journal. We always visit with him, especially on this day when everybody heads for Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Thankfully, there'll be no rain or lightning there, and the games that are scheduled to be played should be played today, John.
Well, let's hope so, because if they aren't, we've got a bigger story than just some high school football.
Well, then what is what? Tell us what happens, worst-case scenario. Is there a contingency plan in place?
I have no idea when it comes to that. Now, Sam can tell you if he was up in Rome, you know, they're going to go and play their game on a home site this afternoon. Yep. I guess they could move it to the home sites, but or campus sites. But
they are.
I think everything's going to work just fine down at Mercedes-Benz. I was just thinking if there's some sort of a power outage or something, but knock on wood, I think we'll be playing football.
All right, that's what we're looking for today. Of course, the day of the final day of the Corky Kale Dave Hunter Classic, which now gets started all the way back on Wednesday. And let's talk about the game that Kale played. They were pretty impressive in that win over North Atlanta.
Yeah, and you know, one of the things that I really thought that they were going to miss, Tyreek Green, who early in the summer decided he was going to transfer to Buford. But Mooney Gibson stepped in there, ran for about 180 yards, a couple of touchdowns. A young guy that showed a lot of promise last year, kind of in a backup role. You know, he stepped in that starting spot, and Kel got off to a really nice start against a good North Atlanta team. So I was very impressed with what they did on Wednesday.
Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. John Bednarowski, Marietta Daily Journal, joining us, talking all things Corky Kell. I wasn't sure if you were – oh, okay, see, now you threw me off. I had a good question for him, but Sam, he just showed me a picture. We're going to get into that in a second. But, you know, I know you focus mostly on Cobb County, and that late game today is McEachern and North Gwinnett. What can you talk about this – what can you tell us about this McEachern team?
You know, I think this is the year that McEachern – really kind of reestablishes itself as one of the powers, if not in the Atlanta metro area, then the entire state. They've got all kinds of talent just oozing from everywhere, offensive line, defensive back, running back, and then, of course, about a week before school started, Nalen Scott, the four-star receiver from Kennesaw Mountain, decided to transfer down to McEachern. So they've got all kinds of talent. The question is there anybody that can get the ball to them? Quarterback, you know, I'm not 100% sure if they've solved that yet, but if they've got a young guy that can sling it a little bit, McEachern's going to be darn good.
Okay, and tell you what, John, I'm looking at something. Greg and I were looking at something you always have while we got you here before we get away from you. The kickoff 24, and we always talk about this really excellent guide. If you're following high school's football in the area, you want to pick up a copy of this. Great full color pictures, great stories as always. I had a chance to meet some of your staff that helped you compile these stories. I met them over at Kennesaw State with you. You've done it once again. Talk about this year's edition.
Well, this year, 180 pages of you know, previews and features. We've got an individualized feature for each game, or for each team, I should say. We did the Dynamite Dozen Super Six a little bit different this year. Normally, I have them in full uniforms. This year, I let the coaches know. I said, hey, what I want to do is I want to have these guys dressed up like they're getting ready to walk across the stage, having their name called first round of the NFL draft. I want them to dress out, and they did not disappoint. A little funny story about that. The day that we had the photo shoot, we did it over at on the field at Walton High School. It was June 24th, and it was 97 degrees. And I looked at my photographer, and I said, are you sure you want to do this out on the field? He says, I've got a vision. I'm good. I said, okay, but I don't want these kids sweating through their good clothes. So I operated a shuttle, kept them in the air-conditioned car until they were ready to have their photos taken. Everything turned out great up until the time we were about ready to wrap it up when my photographer almost passed out because of heat exhaustion. And I'm like, you know, people our age do not need to be on the field when it's 115 degrees on the field for a couple of hours. So lesson learned, we don't need to be outsmarting ourselves.
All you got to do is get it. We got to give them a few of the people like they have on set for some of these movies that just run up with those little fans. You keep them in the air-conditioned area, you know, stuff like that. Hydrated, but, you know, we'll get you set for next year if you're going to do the same thing.
You know what, though? That's an idea right now, a behind-the-scenes on this. Not telling you what to do, but, you know, a behind-the-scenes on this year would have been really cool to present and have the video.
Yeah.
That, right, Greg?
Like a bloopers tape. You know, you want to see, not that it was any problems, but I'm just saying, again, to take you behind the scenes. What is everything in 2024? It's all access. Be, you know, show us what we don't normally see. So that'd be kind of cool.
Follow some of these guys home and see how they picked what they wore. Did they pick it? Did their moms pick it? Did their dad say, look here, son, you're going to wear this? I mean, how did they get it? Did they already have this hanging in their closet? Did they have to go shop on the rack someplace? I don't know. So, I mean, to me, that would have been something pretty cool.
Well, another little quick funny story about that. One of the gentlemen that is on the cover, he's on the far right side. It's Anthony Crua, the linebacker from Marietta High School, who's going to be going to North Carolina. You know, I asked everybody to show up in suits, and Coach emails me a couple weeks out, and he says, my guy doesn't own a suit. I said, don't worry about it, Coach. You know, have them come in church clothes. About a week later, I get another email. Hey, he doesn't have collared or button-down shirts or anything. All he's got is polos. I said, Coach, don't worry about it. We'll make him look good. You know, just have him there. He showed up in a suit. And, I pulled him aside and I said, now look, my idea was not to send anybody to the poorhouse. You didn't go out and buy a suit just for this. He said, no, my mom and dad and I, we've been talking that I needed one, and this just kind of pushed it over the edge. I said, okay.
See, there
you go. And he looked great, and that's one of the reasons why I put that particular picture on the cover, because he went above and beyond to make sure that it happened.
There you go. I went to the same thing last week. Well, you know, Kyle, it's a young folks thing. You either have a suit up for reasons that are things that happen in your life, or they just don't buy them. And he 30 plus years old. He ain't have a suit. Had to go take him and get him a suit. Anyway.
But they spend more money on a pair of jeans with the knee ripped out.
I'm telling you, man. I'm telling you, John. So what is your ETA? What is your ETA, John, this morning for Mercedes-Benz?
Well, I have to run by the office and pick up some of the aforementioned kickoff 24s so I can bring them down to everybody. Okay. And I will probably get there 8:30, quarter to 9. You know, just in time for them to break out the biscuits and gravy game.
See, don't you love how I tee that up for him, the man? John, take an extra 20 out of petty cash yourself. Lunch is on us today. But we always appreciate when you put that phrase in your mouth and say it to everybody who will listen to you this morning. We got to keep that going.
Absolutely.
There you go. John Bednarowski, Marietta Daily Journal, friend of the show, as always. Enjoy your day out there for a Corky Cal Classic, buddy. We'll talk to you soon.
Sounds good. Thanks a lot, fellas.
There you go. Yeah, man. Sam, I'm sorry you couldn't get a deal on them suits. He didn't tell you exactly where they got them. No, I know that's what you were fishing for.
You know what I mean? I want to know where they sent these guys, man. They look great. They look fantastic.
You only have us for another hour this morning as we get ready for Falcons preseason football later on. Wade for a tailgate show follows us at 8 o'clock, but you got us for another hour, and we're going to come back, and Mr. Crenshaw going to let you know about some stuff that's been happening locally. Noel's going to join us. It is Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com, and take us with you in the Odyssey app.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.